Today on Gardening in a Minute, air potatoes. The air potato is an invasive plant that can take over large areas very quickly by climbing trees and choking vegetation. To prevent the plant from spreading, in January or February, pick up all of the bulbils that have fallen to the ground. Dispose of the potato-like objects in your regular trash, not with your yard waste. Air potato is cold-sensitive and will appear to die back in the winter, but any potatoes that remain in the ground can sprout new vines in the spring and summer. You'll need to hand-pull these vines while they're young, but once they get to a certain size, you may need to apply a herbicide to get them under control. Always read and follow label instructions and use caution when handling herbicides. For more information about air potatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a sprayer. Sprayers are used to apply pesticides. There are three kinds of equipment: hand sprayers, hose end sprayers, and wipe-on applicators. All are affordable and easy to use, clean in store, and sizes can vary greatly. Hand sprayers and hose end sprayers can be used for small to moderate-sized jobs around the lawn and garden, while wipe-on applicators are designed to place herbicides around desired plants. Gardeners should have at least two sprayers, one for herbicides only and another for other pesticides, because it can be hard to remove all chemical residues from a tank. And remember, always read and follow pesticide labels. When shopping for a sprayer, smaller is probably better. Spot treating the infested plants and areas will use less pesticides, saving you money and helping protect the environment. For more about sprayers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, clumping bamboo. Bamboo is a gorgeous, exotic-looking plant that sometimes has a reputation for being aggressive, but there are actually two groups of bamboos, runners and clumpers. Running bamboos can grow rampantly and don't stay in one place, but clumping bamboos grow only a few inches wider each year. This characteristic makes them ideal for the Florida landscape. Choose a clumping bamboo whose cold tolerance fits your area. South Floridians have a large and diverse group of bamboo to choose from, but some types thrive in North Florida as well. For best performance, plant your bamboo in full or part sun. Bamboo will tolerate a wide variety of soil types, but for best growth, water and fertilize yours on a regular schedule, and don't forget to mulch. For more about bamboo, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting a lawn with plugs. Plugging is the planting of small chunks of sod at regular intervals. It's often used as a less expensive alternative to the instant lawn that sod offers. You can make your own plugs by cutting sod into 2 to 4 inch pieces. They are typically planted with a specifically designed plugging tool. You can also buy separated plug trays of some varieties of turf grass. These commercial plugs usually have well-developed root systems. Plant the plugs into your prepared soil on 6 to 12 inch centers. The farther apart your plugs are, the longer they will take to fill in. Keep plugs watered on a regular basis and don't mow until firmly rooted. This may take 2 weeks to a month or more in winter. Don't fertilize new plugs until they've grown together. For more information about lawns, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, air layering. Air layering is a simple way to root a new plant while it's still attached to the parent plant. It's often used to propagate woody plants like camellias and magnolias. First, pick a short section on the parent plant that you would like to root. Create a wound in the bark with a clean knife and apply rooting hormone. Cover the wound with plenty of moist sphagnum moss and wrap everything securely with plastic wrap to keep moisture in. Wrap the bundle with aluminum foil to keep light out. Check the bundled area frequently for roots and keep the moss moist. Once there's enough roots to support the new plant, you can cut it free below the new roots and your new plant is ready to go. For more information about air layering and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.